Well, good morning on this Friday. It's the 26th of June today. I'm in Hull today and going to be on KCFM 99.8 a little bit later on. Still getting over the very sad news last night of Michael Jackson and him passing away. Couldn't believe it. You know, I was in this restaurant last night and the news came in and we thought it was, you know, sort of somebody joking to start off with. You know, the thought of Michael Jackson no longer being with us. So I met him at Top of the Pops once when I was doing the show many years ago. When I say met him, you know, sort of very briefly, he was surrounded by security guards, as he always was, and so he just said hello. It just went like that, and that was it, really. You could never really meet him properly. I mean, like his sister Janet Jackson, I remember interviewing her, and she had two massive great burly bodyguards. Not that she needed it at all, but that's the way they lived their lives. And then I went to Wembley to see him in concert. I mean, the greatest performer of all time. He was magnificent. And went behind the stage and couldn't get to see him because, I mean, we were invited to see him, but there was so much security there, it was ridiculous. And so, you know, just met him very briefly, but a tragic loss. And, of course, he was going to do all those O2 concerts in London. But, you know, the thought of doing 50 of them, I thought that was a bit ambitious. And I always felt in my heart of hearts that these concerts weren't really going to happen. You know, he was too fragile and mentally, I don't think, quite ready for it. But there you go. We'll never really know. But a very sad loss. And I'm over the next few days going to be obviously playing a lot of Michael Jackson records here at KCFM on Smooth Radio tomorrow, 7 in the morning, when we welcome our friends in Newcastle as well. Smooth Radio in Newcastle, they're joining the network show. And on Sunday, of course, at 12 o'clock, I'll be playing lots of Michael Jackson on my Motown and Soul show on BBC London, 94.9, at 12 o'clock. But a very sad loss, and the world's greatest, in my opinion, performer. I thought he was absolutely marvellous.